Will you tell me your name?
Joe Danik.
Well, Joe, I understand you worked in a bank. How long?
Well, since August 1st, 1926, when I graduated from high school.
What was it like when you went in then?
In the bank, you mean?
Yes, what did you do?
Well, my first job was to make a record of out-of-town checks. We used to make a record of the amount of the check, the date, and the bank it was drawn on, and last endorser of all outgoing checks. That was my first job.
What was your official title?
Oh, just employee.
Just employee. How much money did you make?
Yeah, that's the thing that really gets you. I got $30 a month.
A month?
A month.
And what were your hours?
Well, from 8 o'clock till we were open at 8 and closed at 4.
No.
Where we got through probably around 5, 5:30, sometimes 6 o'clock.
Did you work on Saturday?
Saturday and Saturday night. All day Saturday. And Saturday night we had hours from 6 to 8.
Oh, that was a long month, wasn't it?
That was a long month. Yes, I worked 2 months for $60. And the third month they raised me quite to $45 a month.
Well, it must have been satisfactory. And then how did this go now? Tell me what was the next job you had?
Those days they didn't hire a teller and put them right to work at the teller window. You had to be there. I think I was there about a year before they let me count pennies. And it gradually went up from there on, see.
And the counting was all done by hand, wasn't it?
Yes, everything was done by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And even the tellers that waited on the window, they checked every deposit, added up every deposit right at the window while the customer stayed there. We had two tellers at that time, plus a bookkeeper, and that was my next job, was posting checks and filing and things of that sort.
Who was the president of the bank at that time?
Frank Stevens.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Frank Stevens was the president. No, he was the cashier, and M.L. Parshall was the president of the bank, but he was not active in the bank at all. He was just on the board.
Now, would that be Dora's father?
Dora's father.
Mm-hmm. So Mr. Stevens really had the running of the bank.
He was the cashier.
Mm-hmm.
He was that was the title that they had at that time that run the bank.
You told me a few minutes ago that there were two banks in town when you started work.
First National Bank. And Schaefer, he was the cashier of the First National Bank.
So then what happened?
In 1928, the Chesnink State Bank that I was working at bought out the First National Bank.
And Mr. Schaefer came along?
Mr. Schaefer came along.
Where was the First National Bank situated?
Well, it was Tom's Bar.
Oh, that's where it was.
Tom's Bar.
Uh-huh, up there farther. Mm-hmm. Well, now, you told me you've got up to $45 a month now, so, and you were counting pennies. So what's next now?
Well, then I went to bookkeeping.
Oh, yes. Then you went into bookkeeping and posting.
Posting. And mm-hmm. I probably at that job for about 4 or 5 years, and then I started in teller work.
And when you got through your bookkeeping and posting, did you get another raise?
Oh, I don't remember just exactly. I think I got $60 or something like that a month. And you only got paid once a month. So they were long months.
That was a long time to wait, wasn't it?
Sure.
You had to really pinch your pennies. Well, then when I came to town in the 30s, it seemed like Molly Kent was working there then, was she?
She was. She was a bookkeeper when I started to work there. Then she went into teller work, and she was teller when I was doing the bookkeeping. And then after couple of years, why she went back to bookkeeping, and I went up to tell her.
Where did Charles Harmon come in there? He worked at the bank too.
Well, Grace Stevens, she was the wife of Frank Stevens, she retired, and they hired him because he had more experience than I had. He came here from Detroit.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know just exactly what year that was.
No, I don't either. Well, can you tell us some of the ways that it differed from the way work was done, which is different from the way it is now?
Well, everything was done by hand. We posted it, savings by hand on a card, posted interest four times a year, which we paid 4% at that time on savings. It was all done by hand.
Were you working at the bank during the bank holiday, during the Depression, when the banks all closed?
Yeah, we were closed about a week or so. I don't remember just exactly the length of time.
Was there a big run on this bank?
Well, same as there was on all banks. It was a run. And, of course, the banks were all closed by Roosevelt at that time. And you couldn't open unless you could pay customers all their money. Of course, in our case, why we couldn't pay out everybody. Eventually, we paid out, I think, about 92%. So customers didn't get too bad. The reason for that being that because of mortgages that we had to sell at a discount, and of course the discount came out of the reserves that the bank had and out of the stockholders' equity that the stockholders had in. And then after the holiday, well, it was reorganized with new capital and started all over again. And the customers that had money coming had to wait till we collected it in, eventually paid, as I said before, about 92%, somewhere in that neighborhood.
But anyway, it kept going.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Some banks didn't, did they?
Well, some banks didn't reorganize.
Oh, I see.
And we did.
See, they just didn't bother to reorganize.
That's right.
Well, I just didn't understand that. Well, have you any idea how long the bank was in the building down there, which is now down on the corner of Broad there, which is now the telephone company?
Well, I can't give you an exact date, but the bank started in an old building. It was there before this present building. It's there. And it started in, I think, 1891 or some such figure as that. And Geraldine has the dates. If you wanted to get the dates, she could give you those. And then it was I was going to high school at that, 1924, 25.
Say it,
built a new building that's occupied by the telephone company at the present time. And that was occupied by the Chesaning State Bank until this present building that they're occupying now.
Joe, where did they do business? They must have torn the old one down.
In the shoe store, Hotel Inn's shoe store, they did their business.
Oh, was that near?
Well, just a couple doors down where it was in there, I think.
Gertz's?
No, not Gertz's, next to it.
Schultz, no, can't be Schultz's drug.
Well, that was Bauer's drugstore at that time.
Well, it doesn't matter.
That was the Hotel Inn shoe store anyway.
Well, now, how long did they, tell us about building the new bank. That's what I want you to tell me now.
This present building?
Mm-hmm. When was that? I know you bought the land quite a while before you built.
Not too long.
Not too long?
No, we started building. I can't give you the exact dates of those.
No, well, it doesn't matter.
And we moved.
It was in the 60s.
Yeah. We moved over a weekend when they moved the safe, or the safe door. Of course, the new safe was built here, and all we took from the old part is just the door.
Oh.
That door is still here, see, that was moved. That was quite a job, too.
See, I didn't know that that's what they did. Mm-hmm. I didn't know enough to know. They just take the door, which has the mechanism on it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved the money. Police were here when we moved all the silver. And
you mean the Saginaw police?
Yeah. And that was done over the weekend at night. Started Monday morning at the present building. That was quite a change from what it was when we bought out the First National. I know everything was done by hand, and transferring accounts. And some had accounts in both places, so we had to synchronize them. It was quite a job at that time. I know we worked all night Saturday night, all day Sunday, about midnight Sunday, till we got everything all going, to open up Monday morning with both banks.
You did very well, didn't you, to get done.
It was a lot of work.
Yes. That all had to be done by hand.
All by hand.
Mm-hmm. Of course it did. They didn't, you know, that's the way they did.
Of course, a few years later, everything was done on machines. Posting mm-hmm. was done by machines. And of course, since then, everything has been put on computers. So.
Right. Joe, tell me, when they joined in with or sold out or whatever they did to the Frankenmuth Bank. Now, what did you do? Did you sell? Did the stockholders sell? Or did they just join? Or how did that come about? What was the actual way it was done?
Well, through stock exchange. See, they gave us so much stock for our stock. See, and all stockholders become shareholders in the Frankenmuth Bank and Trust. So that's the way it was done then. Of course, since then, they joined the bank holding company, Bay City, and stock was transferred to the, was all bought up by the Bay City holding company.
In other words, the stock has been bought? In other words, don't these people have stock anymore?
That's right. They have stock just the same.
Oh, mm-hmm.
They have
but
stock
it's switched over.
They have stock in the Bay City holding company.
Mm-hmm. How many banks does that have?
Well, it has West Branch, Oscoda, Mount Pleasant, Franklin, Chesling, and Clow.
But each bank is a bank of its own?
By itself. But the stock is all owned by the holding company, of which every stockholder has a share in the holding company.
Is that safer?
Well, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. You have stock in the Bay City holding company instead of Chesling State Bank or Frankenmuth Bank, which is
mm-hmm.
prior to that.
Well, is there anything else you can tell me that you think we'd like to know about the bank? Tell us a little bit about some of the mechanism that you have over there that helps the tellers and the cashiers. What do they have over there that makes their things easier for them than they had when you were working?
Well, they don't check the deposits.
How is that done?
Well, it's all proved on a proof machine. No.
Now, you'll have to explain that to me. I'm going to get rid of these cats. Come on.
It's still running.
Still running. Now, what do you mean by a proof machine?
Well, a proof machine is run by debits and credits. You have so many debits, you have so many credits. And when they get all through, they just take a total button and they're supposed to balance. The debits equal the credits.
Is it similar to an adding machine?
Well, it's practically the same thing
mm-hmm.
as an adding machine.
And it's got two sides to it.
Yeah.
I see.
It's You run the debits, you run the credits, and they have to balance.
Right. Now explain to me about that television deal they've got over there where they look up my account. How's that work?
I can't tell you that because I haven't got that far. I've never paid any attention to that.
Well, I know that they check your account with this, and I think it's wonderful that they have that to do because it's much simpler.
Well, it's all done on computers now, where mm-hmm. we used to do it by hand and posting machines.
So these computers must be fed constantly.
Oh, sure. They have a memory, too, you know.
Yes, but what I mean is now, if they're checking the balance of your savings account, that's got to be fed constantly because your balance changes.
Well, sure, it's changed once a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever it's posted to my computer, it's so much faster, see? That's mm-hmm. that's the difference. Where you had
in other words, all the posting is done by computer.
Oh, yes.
And that automatically goes into that machine.
That's right. And that's where the computer makes a mistake if the operator pushes the wrong buttons.
Oh, I know. Things are made... There are mistakes because, after all, a computer is only fed by humans.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put the correct figures in there, you're going to get the correct answers.
But if you put the wrong figures in there,
you get the wrong answers, and it's a tougher job to correct than it used to be.
How do you find out if there's an error made?
I don't know how they do it, but they have to go back and check. I don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm. But there is a way.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate this. I know you don't think that it's what I wanted, but I do. Well, before you go, maybe it would be a good idea if you'd tell me a few things. For instance, let's talk about the difference in the amount of wages that were paid when you started and the amount now.
Well, as I said before, I started out $60 a month, paid once a month. Now they probably start out with $120 a week.
And paid every week?
And get paid at least twice a month.
Do they have fringe benefits?
Oh, yes. In my day, they didn't have anything. Now they have retirement all set up for them, insurance, hospitalization, and life insurance that the bank pays. In my day, they didn't have anything. You had to, on your own, had to pay it out of the $30 a month.
Now, you told me that you worked even Saturday evening. Now tell me, what are the hours, weekly hours of the bank now?
The banking hours are 9 to 4:30, I think. And,
nothing on Saturday.
Nothing on Saturday. And I guess they stay open till 7 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, they have a little longer hours on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Would you know the names of the officers of the bank when you started working?
When I started to work there, Parshall was the M.L. Parshall, the president, Frank Stevens was cashier, Floyd Hopkins, assistant cashier, and tellers were Grace Stevens, Kate Smith, and Molly Kent was bookkeeper. When I started with him, I helped Molly.
You didn't have any official title then when you started? And now, do you know who the officers are over there?
At the present time?
At the present time.
Well, George is the head of the branch. He's vice president of the Frankenmuth Bank and Trust. Geraldine is vice president. Kathleen's assistant cashier. Bob's assistant cashier.
And that's Kathleen Spodney?
Spodney.
Spodney and Bob Schultz.
Assistant cashier. And the rest of them were tellers and I don't know the titles.
Do you know how many there are over there now, tellers? Have you any idea?
They must have about five or six tellers.
And how many bookkeepers do you think they have?
They don't do any bookkeeping there anymore.
Oh, that's right. Well, what are the girls doing out in the back room then? Taking care of the...
files and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And they have more girls at desks than they ever had before, where they open up accounts, or when I first started, the account was opened at the window. And they have others that take care of loans at a desk where it was done at a window.
Mm-hmm.
Before that.
Mm-hmm. So, do you happen to know how many employees are all together over there? I know there's at least three desks in front. There's no.
Oh, I think they got 13, 14 employees now.
Uh-huh.
Where we had 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm. You think you told me, the service the same area they did before?
Same territory, but I think more people do banking business than they used to 30, 40 years ago.
What did they do with their money?
They didn't have any money.
Yes, there you are. And what they had, sometimes they put in a sock, didn't they?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, the bank paid 4% interest on savings, which is quite a bit at that time. And after the bank holiday, I think they only paid about 2% to start all over again. And that went up to 3%, and eventually to 4% again. I think it's up to 5% now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, this has been very interesting, and I thank you very much.